And it's time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Say, are you ready for the Swift County Fair next week?
Of course I'm ready. I think I'm more ready for fair food.
There you go.
So what's your favorite fair food?
Well, it just depends what fair I'm at. I was at Chippewa County last week. I love the pie a la mode from the 4-H stand.
I think I'm with you because I like the pie, too, mm-hmm. from the church stand.
Yep.
And, of course, you always have to have mini donuts.
That's right. Corn dog, cheese curds. I kind of pass on the cheese curds, but
Me too.
Maynard loves them. He had a bunch of cheese curds in Montevideo last week, so.
You're telling all his secrets.
That's right.
Huh? Too funny.
Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, this month we are doing Read Away Your Late Finds for kids and teens ages 17 and younger. So for every 15 minutes that you spend reading at the library, $1 will be taken off of your late finds, up to $5. So it's kind of a great opportunity for kids to get rid of their finds, or at least $5 worth of their finds, before school starts, so that they are all ready for anything that they need during the school year. And so stop on down and take advantage of this Read Away Your Late Finds opportunity. And keep this in mind. It's for ages 17 and under so that we can kind of clean up those finds because it would be nice to be fine-free,
right.
I would imagine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So also coming up at the Appleton Library is every Wednesday we have Adult Coloring with Louisa. And so it's all the supplies and materials are included. So each Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m., we offer a coloring opportunity. It's just a form of relaxation. And, you know, she's got kind of a nice little group of people that are coming on a regular basis. So if you're looking for a way to socialize, stop on down at the library any Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. and check out that coloring opportunity. Also up on Thursday, the 8th, of August, we have Live Well, Age Wisely, a 55-plus group that gets together to talk about all things that happen with aging and all sorts of things to prepare for and to learn about. And this group meets the second Thursday of each month at 1:30 p.m. And so keep that in mind if you're interested in joining this group. Another opportunity that we have for people is on Tuesday, August 20th at 6:30 p.m., we are offering a personalized jewelry class. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be creating a piece of jewelry. And you can stop on down or give us a call to register. Right now we are full, but we always are taking people on the wait list because it's summer. A lot of people cancel. So surprisingly, I've had people that are like number 10 on the wait list, and they get into the class. So always give us a call and make sure that you register for these things.
Mm-hmm.
Another opportunity is we're offering a family movie night on the 22nd at 6:30 p.m., and popcorn and a soft drink will be provided. It should be a really fun event. We're showing Wonder Park. And it will be on the big screen, so a free opportunity on the 22nd of August. And, of course, our book club is still meeting that last Monday of each month. We will meet on Monday, August 26th at 5 o'clock, and we are reading the book The Widow by Fiona Barton. So if you're interested, stop on down, and we can get a copy for you to join us.
Okay, good. Yeah, book clubs are pretty popular, aren't they, Cindy?
There are so many of them in our area. It is just unreal. And my book club, too, our book club at the library keeps growing and growing and growing. In fact, we've gotten to be so large, I think I've got to move to a different room because my room is too small, which is a wonderful thing. I'm just so happy to have that kind of, it makes me feel good that we have people that are really interested in all of these different things. And then we love to help book clubs, and we help about two or three different book clubs that are in our area, give them some different book suggestions and things like that we've maybe read that have worked or some things that, if they're thinking about that maybe haven't been the greatest. And so, like I said, we're here to help people, and that's what we are, is the people helping people, I think. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yep. Okay, what else is happening?
We're just kind of gearing up for fall. We've got a whole lineup of things that we're going to be doing starting in September. And so you'll have to keep posted on that because it's a little early since it's only, you know, the 6th to share all that right. stuff yet. Right. But lots of exciting things coming this fall.
Okay, good. Let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, it's kind of in the summer, it's kind of the dog days of summer with new materials and new books coming out as well. But there are a couple of them. David Baldacci has a new book out called One Good Deed. It's a World War II veteran on parole must find the real killer in a small town or face going back to jail. And then also Thrawn Treason by Timothy Zahn. It is a Star Wars saga. So it's a continuation of the Star Wars series. Grand Admiral Thrawn must choose between his sense of duty to the Chris ascendancy and loyalty to the Empire. This is kind of a terrible confession, but I have never seen any of the Star Wars movies. Nor have I read any of the books. So... I don't know. I'm kind of surprised because I really like science fiction, but I don't know. I've never gotten into that, yeah. I guess.
Well, I guess I saw the first Star Wars movie, and that was about it for me, too, so you're not alone there.
Well, I think people are really into it, and there's just been a resurgence of it all, right. Which is kind of exciting, too, for the Star Wars people. Mm-hmm. And then Lady in the Lake by Laura Lippman. It's a 1966, a housewife becomes a reporter, investigates the killing of a black woman in Baltimore. So like I said, that's what we have for adult fiction that's new. And nonfiction, there's just a couple things. Because Internet by Gretchen McCullough, The Digital World's Influence on the English Language. And then Crisis in the Red Zone by Richard Preston. It's an account of the 2013-2014 Ebola epidemic and the potential of more severe outbreaks in the future. So kind of a scary thing. Definitely something to think about. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that are new out there. And if you've got a favorite author that you're interested in, we do have quite a selection of materials here at the Appleton Public Library, so we'd love to suggest a book to you.
That's right. Cindy, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your website? I really like your website. You got a lot of useful information on your website there.
Well, we do our best, anyway, to try to keep things up to date on it. But yes, you can visit our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com. And on the website, I always have a listing of all the different things that are happening with posters and things like that. Also, there's a calendar on it that tells you the exact specific time and when upcoming events are going on, because I pretty much update at least, you know, about 3, 4, sometimes 5 months in advance to make sure. But keep in mind, I'm always adding some things or tweaking and making some changes. But there's a lot of links to many of the community organizations, including KLQP,
yeah.
of course.
Yeah, that's what I like about your website. You put links to, you know, City of Appleton, you know, other businesses as well. So I like
that. Well, I worked hard on all of that to create the whole thing from the beginning. And I keep trying to tweak it here and there when I can, because I think there's a lot of important community partners that we have and that we need to make sure that people are aware of it. So if they go to our website, they can link to all these different things, especially new people that are just moving here and everything. So we've got a pretty robust website. And of course, there's links to our catalog for ordering materials as well as to the digital content that we have for instant 24/7 downloadable books that you can listen to or read. So that's a kind of an exciting thing too. It's important to put those links in there.
Yep, and you do a great job with that website, Cindy. So
well, thank you.
Yeah. So when's the library open, and how can the people find you?
Sure. The library is located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can always reach us by giving us a phone call at 320-289-1681, or there are links on our website where you can contact us as well via the, of course, email, or friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.